The Bush administration has a policy of not talking to Iran, at least not on the issue of Tehran's nuclear program. That policy hasn't changed, but a top U.S. diplomat does plan to attend talks with Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and other world officials in Geneva this weekend. The talks are aimed at getting Iran to agree to give up its nuclear program in exchange for incentives. U.S. Undersecretary of State William Burns has no plans to meet one-on-one with the Iranian envoy. Still, it would be the first time a high-ranking U.S. official attended such talks. Ray Takei is a scholar at the Council on Foreign Relations. Last week, Iran was testing missiles and threatening to attack American and Israeli targets across the Middle East to deter an attack on its nuclear facilities. Now everyone is making nice. Ray Takei, what's changed?
Well, last week was a week of mixed messages on both parties. The Iranians had always said that they were willing to negotiate on the nuclear program, while at the same time they were engaging in military exercises. And the United States was engaged in some degree of mixed messages. It was engaging in military exercises in the Gulf. Israel was engaged in a set of exercises in the Mediterranean. Yet both parties were suggesting that they were hoping that there will be a diplomatic settlement to their disputes.
Do you think that this move to send Mr. Burns to the Geneva meeting represents a clear policy shift by the Bush administration?
Well, it's certainly a retreat from their previous position. The president had made the case that negotiations without preconditions constituted a form of appeasement. Now, Mr. Burns will attend meetings with Iranian representatives on the nuclear issue without Iran fulfilling any of the preconditions that the administration suggested were a matter of principle.
And the State Department has set some pretty clear limits on what Burns can do and say at this weekend's meeting. They say he'll just be listening and that nothing will be up for negotiation. I'm wondering if you think that's a wise approach.
I'm not even sure if that's a realistic approach. I'm not even sure that's what's going to happen. He's going to be sitting in the room, then there'll be exchange of views. I mean, that's what people around negotiating tables, around any tables do. So if the purpose is to dispatch a diplomat and then suggest that he should just grunt or just look away, then I'm not sure why Burns is going there.
What do you expect to happen this weekend?
Well, the definition of every successful diplomatic encounter is another diplomatic encounter. And I suspect that in the future, American representation at these talks may not be exceptional, but rather routine.
And skeptics and critics of this decision to send Mr. Burns say that this is showing weakness on the side of the United States, and Tehran will take this and run with it and think that they can act aggressively and get what they want in the end.
Well, this is some of the problems that the Bush administration has. It paints itself in the corner with its belligerent rhetoric and suggestion that the precondition of suspension is a sacrosanct principle, and then it retreats from that position with alacrity. And that does lead your adversary to feel that you're unreliable and that, in fact, their policy is working in causing you to change your policy to begin with.
So by following this diplomatic approach, at least in this case, does this take off the table the possibility of a U.S. military intervention when it comes to Iran, do you think?
Well, I never really thought there was a realistic possibility of military intervention to begin with.
Why not?
Well, because there was no domestic consensus. There is no consensus in the international community. There is no consensus in the region. And there's no consensus within the administration itself. And if the president would like to open a third war front in the Middle East, he would have to have a greater degree of agreement among all those actors than the one that exists today. But certainly this further undermines the possibility of military retribution.
Ray Takei is with the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.